Welcome to Digital Ideas. I'm Mike Yeomans, and our guest today is Martin Jordy, who is Alcatel-Lucent's President of Japan. Thanks for joining us, Martin.
My pleasure.
So we all know about the earthquake that rocked Japan last year and, of course, the nuclear reactor damage that occurred. One of the things that Japan is faced with now is the reality that power generation is going to be limited. So, Martin, tell us about how the government approached the people and businesses of Japan about reducing power consumption.
Yes, Mike. So after the March 11 earthquake and the tsunami, as you know, the Fukushima nuclear plant cooling system was damaged, and the entire plant, four reactors, were out of use. What happened then is that many other nuclear reactors who were in maintenance mode or were supposed to restart operations actually were not restarted. They were not allowed to restart. So despite efforts from the government to reactivate all the natural gas and petrol power plants, the country faced the issue of not having enough energy in terms of gigawatt per hour availability to go through the very hot summer we have in Japan. For example, 50% of the total power consumption in Japan in summer is due to air conditioning, both from domestic and industrial and businesses. So the government realized that because of this lack of available energy, they had to ask all businesses and administrations to reduce their electricity consumptions by at least 15% from mid-June to mid-September in order to avoid unplanned and disruptive energy cuts. So that's what happened, and they approached all the companies, all the administration, and asked them to make this voluntary effort to reduce their power consumption.
So can you tell us some of the things that you've done in the Alcatel-Lucent offices to try and save energy, and what has been the end result?
Yeah, so, you know, in our building, we are sharing a building with other companies. So we started to work in coordination with the building management, and we decided to implement a certain number of things. I'm going to give you four examples of things we've done. First of all, we implemented a mandatory teleworking day on Wednesday. So on that day, everybody in Alcatel-Lucent Japan was asked to stay home and work via VPN remotely. This has allowed the building management to shut down the air conditioning in the entire floor where Alcatel-Lucent operates, one day per week. The other thing we did is that we increased the temperature in the office to 28 degrees. So it's a bit hot. So we also allowed people to dress in a more casual way than usual, so people could come to the office with more relaxed clothes, so they could stand the increased temperature. What we also did is to remove 30% of the light bulbs in the office. Just to give you a number, that represents 206 light bulbs out of 688 which we were using in our offices. And the last thing we did is to install timers to shut down the lights at lunch. So between 12 and 1 o'clock, the lights are off, and people have to use individual lights in case it's needed. But actually, at lunchtime, it's normally not needed. And then we also shut down the lights after 7 p.m. And then again, if people are still in the office, they have to use individual lights to be able to work. So the end result of all of that is that we managed to save 20% on our electric bill. The target was 15, as I said before. So we complied with the government request, and what is most important, there was no disruption to activities and business.
Martin, it seems, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't casual dress at work, it's not really a common thing in Japan, is it?
Yeah, it's a very interesting and funny point, because Japanese usually are quite formal in the way they dress in business. So the government actually had to tell people how to dress, and from which day in June and until which day in September it would be okay to dress like that. And, you know, overnight you could see everybody taking off their ties, putting short sleeve shirts, cotton pants, you know, which is very unusual in Japan. But everybody did it because there was a kind of, a signal from the government and big institution that it would be okay to go to a government meeting or to meet, you know, with customers dressed like that. So it went very well, actually.
That's great. Has the country met its goal when it comes to energy savings? And if so, are these practices going to be continued?
So, yeah, what happened is the goals have been overachieved, actually. The 15% reduction goal has been overachieved. Every business engaged in efforts similar to ALU Japan. Many parking lights were dimmed, vending machines were lights were off, advertising billboards were shut down after 9 or 10 p.m. Factories also shifted their production on the weekend, for example, to unload the weekdays peaks. Also, individuals contributed themselves by reducing their air conditioning in their homes and the light and so on. So, the target has been largely achieved. For the time being, there is no issue because we are in winter. There is enough electricity, but for sure, the next summer will bring another challenge because these nuclear plants are still out of order and they will not be restarted for many years probably. So I think Japan is going to face a similar situation, a similar challenge. So these measures will continue for several years.
Martin, one last question. Now, I've heard you say that the nuclear disaster of Fukushima was a trigger to realize how much we all waste. And I guess the last question is, why does it take a disaster like this for us to understand how much energy we waste, and more importantly, what can we all learn from it?
Yeah, so it was really an eye-opener for me, and I guess for my entire team, to realize that we could work very well with 30% of the light bulbs gone, or without a warmer with a warmer office environment. That made me realize concretely, not just the kind of concept, but concretely how wasteful our societies are. That's the reason why I've decided to continue actually some of these good practices throughout the year. So even today, as we speak, we have not put back the light bulbs that we had removed. We still have the timers, and we continue to save energy. My wish is that some of these practices will be implemented in other locations, and that Alcatel-Lucent could become a greener company and be an example to our employee and to our customers. Now, why we did not do it earlier? I guess because we are all somehow lazy, or we don't like to go out of our comfort zone. It's kind of human nature, and I think it's difficult to avoid this. But I truly believe in benchmarking best practices. So, for example, if we can see another country or other people doing something which we believe we can learn from, I think this is where we have to get our inspiration from and learn and make some progress. So I hope what we have done in Japan can be used by other countries and help them to achieve what we have achieved in Japan.
Well said. And Martin, thanks again for joining us. It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
And that was Martin Jordy, Alcatel-Lucent's president of Japan. I'm Mike Yeomans. This was Digital Ideas, and thanks for listening.